Terror marks Iraq's steps toward democracy. Storytelling evangelism is spreading like wildfire in India, and a Christmas ministry project tackles a roach problem in Haiti. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A power struggle in Iraq revealed itself this week with a wave of bombings that killed 127. It may signal worse to come as elections near. One question looms: will this violence eventually target minority Christians? Adele Conendike, a voice of the Martyrs Canada, is troubled.
The message to Christians seems to be get out. It seems to be a control issue. The Muslim population does want to maintain control, and in that case, they either want the Christians to convert to Islam or to leave the country.
Hundreds of thousands have already fled, which isn't good news for ministry.
There's a concern also that more Christians will be forced to leave the area, leaving the Christians that are remaining with more specific challenges as to how to continue to serve Christ.
Conendike's asking you to pray for evangelists and church workers.
In times of growing violence, we have seen the church continue to grow, and actually people in Iraq have become receptive even to the message of the hope and peace of Jesus.
Next, a two-year rat infestation is threatening lives in Chin, Myanmar. According to Gospel for Asia-supported missionaries, the rat plague has wiped out 75% to 80% of the crops. Myanmar's military junta is denying access to international aid organizations. GFA is able to help with what aid they have because their national missionaries are already on the ground. GFA leaders are requesting prayer for the Lord's intervention and protection, and that many will find lasting hope despite their suffering. You're listening to Mission Network News. Partners International is announcing that in Andhra Pradesh, India, storytelling training is spreading like wildfire. After 10-day training seminars, indigenous women emerge skilled in storytelling evangelism. Partners works with the local ministry to hold seminars on a regular basis. Women are trained in biblical storytelling and ministry outreach. As they train other women, ministry fruit is multiplied. Can you help just one woman? We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Next, this Christmas, many children will gather around their trees, open presents, and laugh with their families. Not so for the orphans in the former Soviet Union. The economic downturn has increased the need. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says their Christmas for Orphans project is a ray of hope in orphanages.
These are state-run orphanages. A lot of them are just woefully underfunded. And typically, these are the only gifts that these children receive.
These gifts are distributed through local churches and provided for by people like you.
Basically, for $21, you can provide a Russian orphan with a Christmas gift of their very own Russian language Christians children's literature and other much-needed items such as warm clothing or toiletries on an as-needed basis. And we know that showing the love of Christ in this way opens doors for ongoing discipleship and evangelism.
The gospel is presented as the gifts are handed out, giving orphans a gift that lasts for eternity. To be a part of the project, just go to our website. And in Haiti, cockroaches attracted to wooden cribs crawl on infants cared for by Bethany Christian Services. Bethany's John Van Valkenburg describes a solution they're providing.
There really is a need for metal cribs rather than wood so that cockroaches don't have a place to stay and live near babies.
Through Bethany's second annual gift catalog, you can provide metal cribs that protect infants. Bethany also cares for orphans and families in Ethiopia.
There are many needs throughout the country, and we have many programs that involve training, providing resources, providing nutrition.
Bethany meets desperate needs like these internationally. People can choose a need that's meaningful to them.
For example, if a family adopted from Haiti, they might be moved to provide a metal crib for an orphan that is still in country in an orphanage.
Bethany shows Christ's loving compassion by caring for orphans and families. To view the catalog, we'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. During Christmas, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of the season. We want to help you keep your mind on the Christ of Christmas. Mission Network News is making available the new Chris Tomlin CD, Glory in the Highest, Christmas Songs of Worship, for a gift of any amount. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.